Hello and welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. Oh my gosh, the guest today is just hard to define, really. She's really someone who's a character in her own right. I have the number one comfort killer, Stacy A. Cross, motivated speaker, author, and entrepreneur. There's no E. hey, Stacy, I'm going to bring the E.
Yes.
So welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. This is an 8 minute of inspirational interview with entrepreneurs and light workers. So welcome, Stacy.
Thank you for having me, Erica. So happy to be here.
Well, you know what? Let's just jump right in. What is the greatest life lesson that happened that just inspired you to change?
Oh man, and when I put my finger on it, it has to come to the point when I was addicted to gambling, compulsive, digging myself in a ditch, couldn't look up, I saw darkness. I said to myself, I am playing against myself, because at the end of the day, when you're addicted to something like gambling, it just doesn't affect your finances, it affects your social, it affects your spirituality, it affects your relationships, it affects everything a part of life. So it had to be when I was addicted to gambling, and it took me forever to even say that.
Well, let's just really shift into the appreciation.
Yes.
For the shift.
Yes.
What was the I'm gonna get into what you ended up doing because of this, but I'm gonna just ask you real quick for fun, what was your favorite book?
My favorite book has to be Jack Canfield's The Success Principle. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that one tied for me the spirituality and the everything I was going through spiritually with the practicality of things, the usage, right? So I understood what this biological GPS was telling me. I understood what I was doing that was affecting the results. So it was really the balance of spirituality with the universe and understanding your mind and thoughts, and then the practicality of actions.
Okay, and this one was funny, because this one, Stacy says, this one gave her a little pause for the cause. She had to sit and think about this one. What was your favorite song when you were 16?
Woo, 16 years old. I was a sophomore in high school, and you actually made me start the Googling process. I was such a hip-hop head. I knew songs that no one knew about. It had to be... around that time, it had to be Eminem. He was just coming out. It had to be... You're telling me to narrow down something that was a huge part of my life and I couldn't do it. So it was Biggie, it was Eminem, it was Jay-Z. You know what I mean?
That's not a song, though. I'm just sharing with you. Eminem is like a
Biggie,
whole...
Biggie, Biggie, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me.
There you go.
You know,
I love it. I'm gonna take you from there. This is so you come out of gambling, you're like in the darkness, you're like you don't even know who you are, you're just bleh. Now you come out into this new Stacy. What's your best secret or advice for entrepreneurs and light workers?
Ooh, I love it, because I shine the light in the dark. I don't shine beams of dark. So I realized that the best secret advice and what I used was that everything was happening for a reason, to build my story so that I could come out of it. I always had a chance and opportunity to come out of it, and it helps people. So pretty much make your mission and make your purpose bigger than just yourself, and help people, help others get out of it. So that's my advice, baby.
I can't even know how to say that big enough. When you're sitting there all in your little pity party, nothing is happening. When you're looking at your results 24/7, nothing is happening. The minute you start to shine light to change others, right? Like, I could feel it when you were talking too, like all that change, right?
Yes.
If you had to start over, what would you do? first?
Oh, if I had to start over, baby, I will keep it all the same again, because I recognize that everything is there for purpose. And it's for me to come out of that. And it's for me to understand that I am here for the for a greater opportunity. So keep it all the same, baby, because knowing what I know now, I will stop that experience a lot sooner. So I'm only here for lessons, and I understand exactly what I was here for, and I'll keep it the same. I'd still create a bigger mission early on.
So any of y'all who downloaded this, this is something you might want to listen to again and again and again, because that instant when you say, I've chose this for that, and I chose this, and now I'm free of that, I don't have to do that choice again, like that right there is like the seed of what? Just like everything?
Oh.
Like everything.
Everything, baby.
Yeah, when you stop resisting who you were. Oh, yes. My gosh. So I need to know a little bit about your company. We have a few more minutes. I'm just so curious. What created it? Tell us a little bit about it.
So I walked out of a seminar on February 14, 2016, which of course is Valentine's Day. I walked out of the seminar because I realized no one is able to motivate me unless I'm able to motivate myself. I ran home. I mean, literally ran home with such an energy to develop something that helps the masses. My mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, to think better, act better, and live better. So I needed a company behind that. The comfort killers may sound negative, but in this case, the comfort killers is a very positive thing. We have personal and self-improvement products that helps the masses stop being comfortable, getting uncomfortable for their life and their success and their dreams. That's what I do. And two negatives does equal a positive in this instance, the comfort killers.
Oh, baby. Thank you so much for joining me. Where can I find out more? Tell me the link.
Oh, man. Here's the deal. The Comfort Killers is the headquarters. I actually have something special for your listeners at thecomfortkillers.com/webinar. So go ahead and get that. There's a private video that I opened up just for your audience, and it helps you understand what it takes to change. It's the three C's of change. And of course, I'm on all the socials. Lead me on everything. I don't want followers. Please lead me on Twitter, Stacey A. Cross. Lead me on Snapchat, Stacey A. Cross. Lead me on LinkedIn. Lead me on Instagram, Stacey A. Cross, on everything, baby.
Well, you know what? I am not even sure what this year has in store for you, but I am positive it's going to be exceptional, and I'm going to have to keep going back to your social to see what is Stacey Cross up to today.
Woohoo! Woohoo! That's what we do here, baby. Every day I get up with so much energy. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. There's E equals MC squared when I get up, though.
Mwah. Thank you, baby.
I love you. I love you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.